point.
All right, so here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio. Welcome to you all those that are listening online through this gathering tonight. We have, you got questions, we have answers, and we are still waiting for Winfrey, our host, and his co-host Terry Brown to show up. I think he might have just opened the door over here. I welcome you all, and thank you for being here today. It is July the 27th, Wednesday. And my name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm calling in from Magalia, California. Hello, hello.
Hello,
Gijs. Win, I believe I hear you.
Oh, Gijs?
Yes.
Yep. All right, I'm here.
All right, great. Thank you for being here.
Is the Brown lady. Is Miss Brown here?
And she is not.
Oh, my God.
You got to pay her more, man.
I got to pay her, right. Hello?
All right. No Teddy yet. I welcome those who just came on board. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much.
All right. And more people tuned in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Let me go find Terry. Hang on. I'll be right back.
We'll
all right.
Be right here.
Hold on. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi.
Oh, there is Terry. Win, win, win.
Okay.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
I was just going to fetch you. What are you doing being late?
Well, the clock in the kitchen is 3 minutes slow or 2 minutes slow.
Oh, probably on Elohim time, huh?
Sorry.
Now, Wynn, there's lots of times when Terry's here first and you're late.
Well, who said that? Who's sticking up for Terry?
Who? Who said that?
Anonymous.
You're all anonymous. Hey, Ben, I just get a text. I might have to leave the call here shortly.
All right. Okay. Well, how can I miss you if you don't go away? Let's see here. Oh, you know, I'm kind of being bad today. Because
you don't know how.
I don't know how.
No, you're a good guy.
Well, I didn't send out. Is that anonymous? Now don't go spreading rumors, okay?
Too late.
Carter's blown.
Pardon me?
So the cover is blown.
Yep.
The cover's blown.
Hang on.
No.
No. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Ash.
Is that Chris?
It is I.
Well, Chris, your energy sounds good today.
And it's been getting better every day.
I'll bet you're being good, huh?
I am. I got scared straight.
You got what?
I got scared straight by all the, you know, little creepy people, creepy things. I don't want them to come back. They're part of it.
Hang on a second. So, I didn't send out an email today, okay? And I got a call from someone. You know, things are kind of ramping up a little bit around here. And it's hard to cover all the bases. And some email got missed out today. So I'm sorry, but all of you know what we're doing anyway, so it's okay.
You only have to say, I'm sorry, to the ones who are not here, man. You only have to say, I'm sorry, to the ones who are not here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm psychically saying I'm sorry to the ones that are not here. Okay? There. But you know what, people, you know, when you do something, the email comes out before the call. Kind of helps to ground the call. Gets people in the mood, I think. But it's kind of a luxury as well. Because things that were, you know, at one point, like, how do I say it? You know, when I was saying, how do I do this? How do I do this? And the emails were like a way of encouraging people to show up. Because people didn't know.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
It was hard for people to figure out, including me, what are we actually doing here, okay? And so I got in the habit of sending those emails out. And then I started to learn that this really wasn't for everybody. And I had to, like, be able to put things out in a way that the people that it wasn't for didn't feel like they didn't like me. I don't know. Should I explain all this? I don't know. Too hard to explain. But in any case, it's like, really, it's like figuring out how to do what we're doing has been an exercise of experience, okay? And because this is not like anything else on the planet. I don't think so. I haven't found anything like it. And to make this kind of relationship with the Elohim so familiar and so comfortable and available in a public way, okay? Because you have to do it in a way that hopefully doesn't threaten everything else. Because on some level, it does threaten everything else. But not by the intent of it threatening things, just the nature of it. Because so many people have such strong views as to how things work, whether religious or New Age. And this is like, doesn't exclude those things. It just gives it a higher look. And it's kind of surprising to find out that if everything we're doing is accurate, like perhaps the highest force in the universe, and see, now I wish I was taping this, the highest force of the universe does not really want to be worshipped, okay? But wants to be our friend and wants to be available to us, you know, almost in the same way that Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. It's like he didn't want to be superior to them. He wanted to be their servant. And this is the universe that the Elohim started. Assuming we have it correct, okay? Because everyone has to figure this out. But this is the universe that the Elohim started, and it's gone astray, I guess is the way to say it, okay? And they want to be available to help fix it. And they're able to contribute, as many of you have experienced. So, but I couldn't say that in a public way. People have to get to know us. They have to get to experience it. In a public way, I have to be, just make people curious so they want to check it out. And this is what I learned. I didn't know this when we first started, but I learned, when we, you know, the more I talked at that time, the more I talked about my girlfriends, and this is a phenomenal experience I was having with the girlfriends, the more the Elohim, the people would be curious and keep checking out the Elohim. They, well, what are they really saying? And then that's how we got here, okay? And what I'm doing is I'm formulating all the questions. And Terry, you're not ready, I'm not ready.
Bill,
are we recording yet, Hi?
We are not. I could not break the momentum. I just want to say that, you know, what you're doing, this project, what we do as a group, I don't think there's anything, never heard of anything that comes close to what we're doing, and I'm very appreciative to you and to everyone involved, and I think it's quite amazing to be part of this.
Well, you know, I think that one of the things about this is that it's not easy to make it real, because once you know it's real, there's so much responsibility attached to it. And how do I do the best job possible? How does Terry do the best job possible? How do we make money? How do we support ourselves? How do we, you know, how do we make it work? And it's been a learning curve from the beginning. And it's still a learning curve, because every time you reach a plateau, there's more. And you can't really go backwards, because there's too much responsibility. It's like I can't go back to before I knew all this, before I understood all this, before I understood who the negative was. It's like it's an ongoing momentum to it, that if I try going backwards, I feel guilty, because there's too many people have had so much help through this work. And just think about it. I'm amazed myself that we have listeners all over the world. And some of them I know, but most of them I don't know. And that every week I get an email from someone I don't know is telling me how much this is help them change their life. So I know it's working. Well, I'll start the recorder here, okay?
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 27th, 2016. Our Wednesday call where people ask questions. And this is Lynn and Terry in Sedona and everyone everywhere. And Terry's not ready. And am I ready? No, I'm not ready. But I'm never ready. Nobody's ever ready. We just show up and
great.
Let it happen, okay?
We show up, you know, I never know what the questions are going to be. It's amazing. It's like somebody will ask a question and I'll go oh my gosh, I've got a clue. And then the Elohim come in and they answer it. And then afterwards, I rush to the internet and I look, and they've been right.
You know, last week, those of you that were on the call last week, there was a question that I was trying not to answer, okay?
That was a good question.
And if you recall, it was somebody was asking about a relative of theirs in the Civil War. And you know, I always think of Carla Ruckert's warning about asking questions that have universal truth to them, like that are true 1,000 years from now, as much as they are today. And, of course, specific questions like, what happened to my relative in the Civil War, don't exactly fill that criteria. And also, I'm wondering if Terry can handle it, you know? It's like, sometimes I have to reject questions because somebody asks a question about something really negative. And there are a lot of negative things, and I want to know what they are. I want to know how to work around them. But they ask the question, and I've learned that if we ask a question about certain things, oftentimes what we ask the question about shows up in Terry's consciousness and on the call. And so some of you have experienced that, who have been on the calls for a while, how that works. So I avoid those questions because otherwise the call's over and we end up having, reptilians in the room, astrally, and Terry is sitting there, say, you know, trying to stare them down and get rid of them. We're calling in the Elohim. But you see, they can go somewhere and it doesn't impact them. But Terry is riding on their energy, and so it impacts Terry, okay? And so that's kind of the insider's scoop of how it works and some of the things that we have to work with when we're doing this.
Well, you know, that question that somebody, that the person asked last week, it was really a good question.
Yeah.
And it really, you know, 10,000 years from now, the answer to that question, it's like that it was asked and the knowledge came out. It'll make a difference to those people who are involved 10,000 years from now. I was in tears at the end of, like, wow, this is so great that this has been, the knowledge has come out here because it needed to be known. It was great.
Yeah. So in any case, usually if there's a question I really don't want to ask, I'll send you an email and tell you. Otherwise, keep asking, because we'll get to it. And usually I try to give somebody that hasn't asked questions very much priority in questions. So if you're one of those people that have asked loads of questions, and I still will ask your question, but I'll let it incubate for a while, okay? And I think we're not ready to start, but we'll do it anyway, okay? Hang on. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator as we tune in to your space and the space of the planet and the pictures, the social media, the consensus reality. We see energies from one of the candidates, that Hillary Clinton. We see the energy like a repeater station, reflecting on people's consciousness as they struggle to make out what is going on. And the picture becomes an indelible picture as the people struggle with this energy and struggling to know more about what's going on. So we set that energy aside, and we clearly and purely come in to each and every one of you and who wishes to receive it. And we are excited and delighted at the opportunity to be of service to you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. This is from Kat in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I am taking care of my 5-year-old son, Michael, and my husband, who has dementia. We have moved 3 times in the past 5 years and currently have our house for sale again, and we have financially lost everything. I'm so lost, and it seems my whole life has been about not settling, never grounding. I need to be settled for my son and husband, and I, to prosper, can be happy. Can you please help to narrow it down for me with some idea of a location as to where to go and stay put? Thank you. I am so grateful for this experience.
Thank you. We look at a number of potential possibilities. It is not so much where a particular location as the energies in a location. What are the connections you can make in a location where you have friendship and help of the community, where you have the backing of a larger community? We take a moment and we look at this further. But where would such a community be? Part of it is in relationship to you. Your energies, we see, are taken very much by your family and the providing of a safe haven as best you can for your husband and your son. It is hard to reach out to community when your energies are so taken. Give us a moment. We look at the area where you are, and we see that where you have been in the past and where you are now, there are people, friends, that have not been made. We see a number of possibilities of sharing where you are working with your family of jobs where you are able and company where you are able to work not only with your family, but are able to work on the larger scale. The normal job is not something that would allow that, but there are community services that could allow that and bring a larger family in to help you. So it is not so much the individual location, but what you set up in the location and the friends you make and the connections you make in a certain place, wherever you may be. It is reaching out of the family, the energy of the family, to the larger community. Where is it that you could contribute and they could contribute to you and to your family? This may be a very localized situation, but there are such situations out there. We will think upon this subject further. Thank you.
You know, there's, if someone really researches it, there are a lot of opportunities on the internet that you could make money at home on the internet. And it, you know, just do a search, make money at home. And just be careful of scams, but there's legitimate things that could help lots of people. For example, there's something Amazon has. I can't remember the name of it. It's a part of Amazon where people that need tasks done can put their task up. And there's all kinds of little tasks, and they're short. You don't make much money, but you can do a lot of them. And if you're on the edge, there may be a way to make money just doing these little tasks, like transcribing or internet research or something like that. And then there's another thing called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R, where if you have some kind of talent that you can put it up there, and it's like making use of people's talents, and the company controls the money. Somebody, so you don't lose the money, and it's actually funny. Some of the people, for example, I'll give you an idea of something you'll find on Fiverr. Somebody saying, "I'll help you promote your company," and then you have a dancing girl on a video holding up a sign with the name of your company. They seem to be getting business, actually. And but I mean, it's crazy things. Look at what other people are doing, and look at it. You know, that could be a lot of fun if you find something that you could do that you can post there. Now, I've never done it. I don't know all the ins and outs, but I do know it's a legitimate company, and that people are making money on it. Fiverr. And the Amazon thing, I can't remember the name of. Somebody asks me, I'll look it up. Okay? Next question is from Rich Buckley. Rich, we're getting to your question. What is the purpose of the giant stone balls in Costa Rica? And in case someone doesn't know, there's these giant stone balls, and a lot of them, in a field in Costa Rica that look like they've been there for a long time, and no one knows where they came from. So the question is, where did they come from? How were they transported? What civilization made them? And how were they shaped so perfectly? Rich Buckley in Livermore.
Give us a moment. We see that a civilization, an ancient civilization, which when the land was bigger, before the land around Costa Rica sank into the Pacific, that there was a need for the making of these stone balls, that they were manufactured sometimes used as counterweights in shipping, the shipping industry with boats, with large boats. There was a need for these, and there was a person who owned that land previously, and before the land sank, and he loved these balls, and he collected them, and he put them on his property, and these balls were made with a process of honing to make them round, and then to ship them as they were used as counterweights. And sometimes as decorations, we see they were also used as large ball bearings in the manufacture of large ships. The area where they are located was an area where there was some interest also in making them. And they were stockpiles in the area. And that it was a very ancient process of making these large balls for use in transportation and the use as ball bearings, use as counterweights, as a specific thing that was used for a while in manufacturing of ships. This was before the land sank around Costa Rica. Thank you.
Thank you. I missed one thing. How exactly were they made?
They were honed in a case.
In a case?
In a case where the stone was put, and then the stone was honed within this case and ground down to be the perfect sphere.
Okay, thank you. Next question. This is from Cleo. My grandson, Xander, age 4, is receiving help for a developmental problem that may be Asperger's. I have been wondering what is the source of his problem. Did he contract it from a vaccination? Is it an inherited gene or something else? And anything that can be done to help him. Thank you.
Thank you. Diet. Taking a particular look at his diet to provide him with a full range of minerals and to make sure that his digestion is at optimum peak so that he can make the best use of his food and can then receive within his diet the proper minerals to calm him down, enough magnesium, enough calcium, that he can use those within his body, and his body does not become depleted in certain areas. Here, mineral analysis could help to see where he is deficient. How did he get it? Part of it was diet. Part of it is his track that he has brought with him, his past track, where it has left him open to energy expression, where he burns up a lot of magnesium. Give us a moment. Vaccinations were some factor, but wouldn't have been a factor if the nutrition and the past track energies weren't there. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Tad in Cincinnati, Ohio. Good evening. Tad, T-A-D, okay?
Tad, thank you.
Yeah. Good evening, Wynn. I was curious to find out if the central masses of galaxies are tethered somehow, or actually move in some kind of pattern. Just as atoms combine to make the physical universe, do galaxies combine to make a piece of a larger fractal?
Thank you. There is a whole energy pattern wherein each galaxy lends its own gravitational energy to the whole, which then, much as solar system as the planets revolve around the sun, the galaxies have a motion in relationship to each other, and at times are attracted together due to gravitational energies and combine. There is an overall pattern wherein the energies of the galaxies weave together and make a track that the galaxy then follows. Thank you.
Thank you. This is from Dave in Grove City, Pennsylvania. What indirect clue would you give me to lead me in the direction of a very compatible woman? And when I find her, what should I say to her so I don't blow it? Good question, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you. Normally, when your attention isn't on finding the woman, is a direct energy hit. But is as a sidetrack, it is focused on that, but the main thrust is not on that because you don't know yet whether that woman is the one or not. So having side conversation that is not threatening or directly confronting her to see if what she is interested in are the same things you're interested in. And those interests can then merge and go to one stream. And the energy can then build. And so you have time to see whether this is the right relationship for you and for her or not. We hope that makes sense.
There's a famous quote from The Little Prince, which said that love is not just looking at each other. It's looking in the same direction. And I think that there's so much wisdom in that, because when people first come together, you know, they always have lots of intimacy but eventually they each have their lives, and somehow it's going to be a long-term committed relationship. Their lives have to have points of coalescence. I don't know if that's a word, but coalesce.
Yes.
And so you need to have some common interest. It could be bringing up a family, it could be a spiritual group, it could be camping, but something that you both love to do, that you can do together, that keeps the energy going. And I'm watching life, that is, seems to be true. I mean, it could be just setting up a household. Like two people can set up a household and go out and do the separate things in the world and come back to the household. That's a common good. It doesn't have to be your grand on with the person. But you have to visualize when you're coming together with somebody, use your intuitions and see if you can feel where the point is of commonality that you can work with. See if you can feel it. Because if it's just sex, not that that's bad, but what happens is if you can't get the commonality together, the sex will lose its luster after a period of time, and then somebody's hurt, okay? So next question is from Bonnie in Corona, California. And she asks, could you share some more information about my crew, family, and I? You said there was more, much more to our story, but that was enough at the time. Our technology must have been very advanced to have a telekinetic ship. What was our mission? Did we have contact with Earth beings? Did we reincarnate into humans right away? Or have we taken any other forms? I understand the veil clouds are memories, and for good reason, but my insatiable curiosity fuels my inquisitiveness. And for those of you that are not aware, Bonnie had asked a question some time back about the nature of her relationships with various people in her life. And they said that at some time ago, she was on a spaceship with all those people. And I believe they got stuck on Earth and got caught up in the reincarnation patterns on Earth. And so that's the background to her question. And I'll turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. When your ship landed on Earth and the controls no longer work to take off and to move back to your planet, you did not all just die right away. You all set up a synergistic survival. And at first, it did not seem so severe, like you would be able to get the ship working again. And so there was great camaraderie between you and the crew. The crew was not real big, just maybe 12 people. And you all worked really good together. You had good synergy. You had a lot of camaraderie. And when the technical part of the crew was not able to get it working again, there was great disappointment because it was not expected to be this outcome. And things then seemed bleak in that you were in a land that was very dissimilar to the planet where you came from. And there was, when you would return from a mission, there was great joy and great celebration as you were exploring and bringing back items from different areas that were hitherto unexplored. And there was great celebration when you would return home. Your crew lived out, and you lived out your life on the planet here and had some joys in the ways that you had learned to get along with your own people from your planet, as there is great joy and expansiveness and openness and communication. also, you as a group have hung together, being in different relationships down through the ages on Earth. And your home planet sent out search ships, but there was a blackout of communication in the area, and your ship was down and not communicating. They could not locate you, and there was great mourning when you did not return and your crew did not return. There is much growth in situations such as that, and the struggle to survive, the bonding of the people involved. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is from Susan in Frederick, Maryland. Susan Rush. Sorry, Susan, I shouldn't have said your last name. Okay. I wonder what our sources would say about my new friend who gave me a home, Mark. He seems to think that he has the energy of... Now, I don't know if the Elohim are going to understand this colloquial with this, Susan. Energy of gonzo journalist Hunter Thompson. And Hunter Thompson was this wild journalist that would go on trips with Hell's Angels and get right into his stories and write them. Or Charles Bukowski, who was a wild poet that was really deep, I'm adding the descriptions here, who would live in sleazy hotel rooms and have hookers coming up and writing poems about it. I'd like to know their thoughts about if and how this benefits my spiritual growth. Susan.
Yes, ma'am. So, Mark is experiencing jaunts with the, or could you explain a little more? He is not himself experiencing jaunts with the Hell's Angels, but is following Hunter, who did. Is this correct?
Something like that. It's like Mark sounds like a guy that is kind of wild and passionate and expresses himself passionately and Susan is living with him, and she's wondering if she's getting if this is benefiting her spiritual growth to have this kind of experience.
Thank you. Well, certainly it is exciting. It is something where the pattern isn't day to day. It's a changing pattern, a bringing in of energies that are kicking off the day and going places one wouldn't ordinarily expect to go. And it may be expanding your sense of experiencing energies and your sense of flexibility. Watch and see over a period of time how this may be benefiting you, and take a look particularly in those areas of flexibility, the ability to be more flexible, and the ability to get excitement from changes in the day.
Thank you. Dan in Spokane, Washington. Good question. I'm not going to ask this question. I'm just talking to him. If he's on the call, encouraging him to ask it again next week. And
is it Dan?
Dan. But
okay.
We're at 6:56. We're 1 minute over. So we have to end our call for now. Okay? And do you have any closing comments?
Were you going to comment on Dan?
No, I was talking to Dan, if he's listening, because he submitted a question, and there's not time to do his question tonight.
Yeah, submit your question again, Dan, for next week.
Yeah, I just want to...
We again say we see a transfixed energy in the consensus reality within the presidential election, and we say, do not be hypnotized. Simply look at the facts. We are with you and available for assistance, and we do hear your prayers. So when you have an issue, something that is bothering you, even though you do not ask publicly, ask within your own heart. We do hear. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for asking your questions tonight. Thank you, Hives, for introducing, if you're still there. And let's unmute everybody. Hang on. Where is our thing? There we go.